9:27, 4CC. What's happening around the Gladstone region? You'll be glad you did. It's Gus from the GAPDL. Hello, mate.
Hello, Hammer. How are you?
I'm good. Now, what's happening across Gladstone, the region, over the next few weeks? There's a bit happening.
Yeah, big weekend last weekend with BAM and EcoFest. Usually very, very popular. Mm-hmm. The traffic along Glen Lyon Street was banked up, so that's always a good sign. But this weekend, we've got a new event, which is going to be a big thing come in the future, but I think it's going to be pretty awesome this weekend, Rainbow on the Reef.
Rainbow on the Reef. Where's that being held?
Around the Reef Hotel. There's Friday night, the welcome night, opening night at the cinema, $10 mm-hmm. a ticket to watch a couple of movies.
Yep.
I think one of them's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Then Saturday, there's the bingo and the poolside party, I think, is Saturday. And then there's a night out. So tickets are selling really fast. And the motels are reporting good bookings. So should be a great weekend in town.
First one we've had in Gladstone, is it?
Yeah, had a smaller function. It was very, very well supported. It was, you know, it was really, went really well. So they were encouraged to have this festival. And then they're hoping to make it an annual thing. Committee's worked really hard to get this off the ground, and they've been supported by Brisbane Pride, which has really helped. And, you know, it's great for our visitor economy because weekends are a quieter time for Gladstone. So
find out more jumping onto the GAPDL website and Facebook page. What else have we got, mate?
Oh, mate, there's the Flourish Festival over in Billa Wheeler. I think that you said they're going to welcome home the Maria Guppy family.
Yep.
So that'll be an interesting night. I think that lots of people will turn out to welcome them back to Billa Wheeler.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday. So we could be doing a live broadcast there, yeah.
You know, Nev Ferrier and Julie from Integrate will be there. It'll be a hell of a weekend.
Should be pretty good. What else we got, mate?
Oh, mate, this week it's a bit cooler weather, so we might... You know, I reckon people should get out and have a walk in the East Shores and visit the art gallery and the museum. That's always very interesting in the art gallery. And there's another cute little gallery down in Auckland Street near the bike shop called Blue Mirror that's worth checking out.
Okay, what's in there?
Paintings and a little coffee shop and very, 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 very nice stuff. Uh-huh. And then if you feel the fit, you can go next door and buy a bike. But also, I think, you know, there's the usuals, 10-pin bowling, movies, you know, a bit of golf if the weather's right. So get out and enjoy the beautiful winter weather in Gladstone. Rail trail on the push bike, that's always good.
Yeah.
Get up the Boyne Valley and then maybe down the Millennium Esplanade, you could get down there and ride your bike on that. Tannum Trail is really good. We'll have to get out and about and enjoy what God's given us, which is great weather.
Yeah, there's a lot to do and see around the Gladstone region. You'll be glad you did. Jump on your website, Gus, to find out more.
GladstoneRegion.info is the place to look, Hamo.
Or jump onto the Facebook page as well. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
That we will.
Gus from the GAPDL there on 4CC.